Asian carp escaped from southern U.S. fish farms a few years ago, and the voracious eaters of key parts of the food chain have been munching their way north on the Mississippi River and several of its tributaries. On the Spoon River near Peoria, Illinois, the invasive carp are quite common. With a little encouragement from a nearby electroshocker, the large fish sometimes jump out of the water and right into a boat. This 2-foot-long, slippery visitor flips back and forth on the bottom of the aluminum boat until Thad Cook of the Illinois Natural History Survey grabs the fish. Cook notes the markings and says it's one of the Asian carp known as a silver carp.
It's a healthy fish. Cool to the touch, too.
Not too far away on the Illinois River, you can find more evidence of the Asian carp's prevalence. Two other staffers of the Natural History Survey have caught about 40 Asian carp, known as big head carp, in a net that was only out for about 20 minutes. Eric Harms holds open the carp's dark red gills.
Those are the gills, and they use that to filter out the phytoplankton.
Researchers estimate there are now millions of Asian carp in the Illinois River. They've continued to crowd out more of the native fish, such as the white bass and buffalo fish. And not only are the invaders causing problems for other aquatic species, they're causing problems for people. One woman was injured this year when an Asian carp jumped and hit her in the head. Now, this big fish story might get worse. This year, the Asian carp migrated another 30 miles closer to the Great Lakes. That puts the carp within 100 miles of Lake Michigan. Phil Moy is with the Wisconsin Sea Grant. He says, look out if the carp get into the Great Lakes.
Well, it's just going to be another mouth to feed, and we've seen some of the insult that the zebra mussels have added to our ecosystem, and we just don't need to take a risk of another one.
Other researchers agree it's best to keep the Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. But some say it's not a sure thing that the fish would wreak havoc in those waters. Mark Pegg directs the Illinois River Biological Station for the Illinois Natural History Survey. He says the prolific carp might not reproduce as quickly in colder lake waters.
Fish and a lot of other organisms show an amazing resilience to various environmental conditions, so I'm not going to say that that's going to stop them dead in their tracks, but it's certainly an avenue of hope.
Pegg says it's also possible that commercial anglers along the Illinois River may slow the spread of the Asian carp by catching the fish and selling them.
Anybody else? Would you like to try it?
I would, actually.
Rick Smith is offering small pieces of cooked Asian carp, both regular and smoked. Smith runs the Big River Fish Corporation in Pearl, Illinois. He says he recently hired some anglers to haul in some of the invasive fish.
We had two crews fishing there, and we caught almost 200,000 pounds of fish in a month and a half and moved them.
But Smith admits that he won't pay much for Asian carp until he's got a stronger customer demand for them, and he acknowledges the big fish can be costly to harvest because they tend to tear anglers' nets. So government officials say commercial anglers alone won't stop the spread of Asian carp. There might have to be more reinforcements upstream. A barge passes through the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal. The canal connects the Mississippi River system with Lake Michigan. At one place on the bottom of the canal, there's a system of cables which electrifies the water. The $2 million barrier was originally built to keep the round goby that's invaded the Great Lakes out of the Mississippi. Now it's seen as a way to stop Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes. The electric barrier shocks the fish and is supposed to stop them from going any farther. But a few months ago, a common carp passed through the barrier as a barge was passing over it. Chuck Shea is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He says the Corps is testing to see if the steel barges disrupt the electric shock so that fish can get by the barrier alongside the barges.
So we are going to do a study where we are actually renting barges and running them back and forth through the barrier while measuring the strength of the electrical field with a variety of equipment.
Shea says the results of the study could affect the design of a second electric barrier researchers want to put in a few hundred feet away. But just getting money to improve the first barrier and build a second one is stalled in Washington. An invasive species bill could provide millions more dollars for Asian carp control, but Congress has yet to pass the measure. Dennis Shornack chairs the U.S. section of the International Joint Commission. The IJC is an advisory body that oversees the Great Lakes. Shornack says at one point it looked like the invasive species bill would pass back in January.
Well, we're nearly at the end of 2003, and we haven't even seen a committee meeting in either the House or the Senate. So that's very disappointing and is cause for some alarm.
And it's not just the Great Lakes that could be affected. One Asian carp was recently caught along the Mississippi River between Wisconsin and Minnesota, much farther north than the carp were previously thought to be. So some people are now pushing for a $25 million electric barrier across the Mississippi, so the carp don't find their way into places like the Wisconsin and Minnesota rivers. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chuck Quernbach.